to get back to your mental medicine.
This is not going to be an alternative in the medical world. This is going to be the standard.
Ring of Fire.
Welcome back to Ring of Fire. I'm Mike Papantonio here with Bobby Kennedy. Ahead, we'll look at how the Democrats can take religion out of politics where it doesn't belong. We'll talk with Susan Jacoby, author of Free Thinkers, A History of American Secularism. And we'll be taking your calls at 866-389-FIRE. That's 866-389-3473.
Joining us now is Matthew Scully. Matthew's a former speechwriter for President Bush, and he and I share common ground on the subject of factory farming, harm done to the environment, and to the mistreatment of animals in the name of corporate profit. Matthew is the author of a really wonderful book that I cannot recommend more highly. The book is Dominion, The Power of Man, The Suffering of Animals, and The Call to Mercy. And he wrote a recent article in the American conservative magazine called Fear Factories, The Case for Compassionate Conservatism for Animals. Matthew, welcome to Ring of Fire.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be here.
So that people know your background, you were one of the principal speechwriters for President Bush for how long?
I worked for President Bush a total of 5 years.
And how did it feel to be in the White House and kind of aligned with PETA on some issues?
For a time, I actually wrote the book during the presidential campaign. I did it in mornings and on weekends. You know, I know that some of my colleagues thought it was an odd little project to be working on. And when I left the job to promote the book for 4 months, I'm sure some of them thought it was a kind of an interesting way to wreck a career. But that was really part of the whole point of the book, to persuade people, and conservatives especially, that these are things they need to think seriously about. I mean, we're dealing here with things that just about anyone, conservative, liberal, independent, whatever, just about anyone would immediately recognize as abhorrent and cruel and beneath us. And once these things are seen in specific, once the images of factory farming are set before you, most people will instinctively realize that this is bad and has to be dealt with in a serious way. You know, part of the aim of my book was to address that argument, especially to conservatives, because they tend to brush it off as nothing, and they tend to be particularly stubborn about it. Conservatives, after all, are, you know, endlessly talking about moral values and applying it to other matters of public policy, but there's this sort of odd silence on the subject of animal welfare, even as cruel institutions like factory farming spread. And the only reply you usually hear from conservatives is, well, this is how you make cheap meat, and this is economic efficiency, and this is how the market works. But of course, conservatives will elsewhere tell us, the very same conservatives will elsewhere tell us, economic values aren't everything, and that moral values come first, and that human beings aren't just consumers, they're creatures of conscience. They're accountable for the things they do. I mean, think of all the themes we talked about in presidential speeches, the compassionate society, personal responsibility. A responsibility era was one of the mottos of the 2000 campaign. Well, all of those things have application to the treatment of animals. It may not be the most important issue, but it's among the most neglected. And when you neglect it, it only gets worse. And, you know, when you walk through a factory farm or one of these frenzied modern slaughter plants, you're kind of left with no other language but the most stark moral terms. It's a complete abandonment of human responsibility. And, of course, that's shown in the way people tend to wince when the whole subject comes up, the deep discomfort people feel. We're speaking here about the way animals are, by the millions and ultimately by the billions, are confined to miserable lives, unable to move, live lives of complete privation. You know, it used to be that farmers were defined by some sense of honor, some sense of actually reciprocity.
What's life like for a sow in a corporate factory farm setting?
I guess the short answer is no life at all. A sow, for example, is, here you're dealing with a 400 or 500 pound mammal, sensitive,
as smart
fairly
as a
intelligent
dog.
Creature, quite comparable to a dog, you know, confined to a 7 foot by 2.5 foot or 3 foot gestation crate and left there forever, basically, unable even to turn around, unable to mix with other animals, and basically they go mad. I mean, It's even more disgraceful when you look at some of the advertising propaganda that comes from the corporate farms. And they trade on the reputation, the good reputation of farmers of another time and of the few decent farmers still with us. They want you to believe, of course, that, you know, that they're good, upstanding folk, providing them for America's needs. But they're completely ruthless people doing unconscionable things, and they depend on widespread ignorance to continue in their business.
Matthew, can you stay with us and talk a little more after the break?
I'd be glad to. Thank you.
Matthew Scully is a former speechwriter for President Bush and the author of Dominion, The Power of Man, The Suffering of Animals, and The Call to Mercy.
We'll also look at how the Democrats can and should rise above the religion and politics debate. We'll talk with Susan Jacoby, author of Free Thinkers, A History of American Secularism.
We'll also find out who Mike's pissed off at this week in the PAP attack. We'll take your calls at 866-389-FIRE. That's 866-389-3473. Stay with us, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Mike Papantonio on Ring of Fire on Air America Radio.
If you
Right now, we're back with Matthew Scully, a former speechwriter for President Bush, and like me, he has a special interest in the harm done by factory farming. He's the author of Dominion, The Power of Man, The Suffering of Animals, and The Call to Mercy, and he wrote a recent article in the American conservative magazine called Fear Factories, The Case for Compassionate Conservatism for Animals. And I want to ask you about that, Matthew. I know you personally, you're a gentleman, you have a deep sense of morality, you have conservative values that I identify with. But more and more you see conservatives embracing a single value, which is corporate profit taking. And how do you handle that as somebody who really is a conservative leader?
You know, there have to be guidelines, there have to be standards. Conservatives are always talking about the need for standards in human conduct, and that's really what we're talking about here. The reality is that a lot of the abuses and cruelties of factory farming would never have come to pass at all had there been standards enacted into law a generation or two ago. And all of these things developed because there were no barriers. There was nothing to prevent people from this moral race to the bottom, always finding the most efficient way to do things, regardless of the moral cost. Packing animals into these mass confinement facilities. Now, there's an eerie term for you, but that's what they call farms now, mass confinement facilities. And so now we're in the position of having to sort of step back and undo some of the grave harm that factory farming has done. In practice, all we really need to establish is the basic insight that is hardly new, that living creatures made by God, as many people would say, have a value and importance of their own. They have a place and purpose in this world. It goes beyond the status we give them as commodities. I mean, after all, a cruelty statute asserts exactly that. You can own an animal, dog or cat or horse, and the law regards that animal as your property, but the law also will regard that animal as the victim of a crime, and in some cases a felony, if you abuse or neglect it.
We kill animals for food all the time, and that's accepted. Why does the law prohibit us from being cruel to an animal? And how does that fit into conservative values?
Well, but moral reasoning is often a weighing of things. And simply because you concede that an animal may be raised and killed for human nourishment doesn't mean that all other standards are off the table and that, you know, nothing else matters. You still have obligations of kindness and care toward that animal. I think the conservative supposed to understand that, well, humans are capable of great altruism and heroism and unselfishness. They're also capable of doing wrong and calling it good, of endless excuse-making and finding euphemisms to cover the bad things they do. Conservatives and liberals should both understand, this is certainly where they can come together, that profit isn't everything. And that's the fundamental problem with factory farming. It is an unjust way of doing things. It is an abuse of power and an abuse of freedom. People can help and work against factory farming and the choices they make and the things they buy, but the law has to speak. The law has to speak clearly and firmly and define the boundaries and place limits on the horrible abuses that define factory farming.
Matthew Scully, thanks so much for joining us on Air America Radio. Matthew Scully is a former speechwriter for President Bush and the author of Dominion, The Power of Man, The Suffering of Animals, and The Call to Mercy. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us on Ring of Fire.
Thank you, Bobby.